My name is Bob Lutterer. We're on convenience meeting again. We have with us Wendy Trell, KPFT, Michael Woodson, KPFT, Mary Berg, KPFA, and Casey Peters, National Election Supervisor. I have some suggestions for the agenda. If we could do that really quickly and then bring on Dan Siegel, who has a very, very limited time.
A point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Having a hard time hearing because there seems to be background noise.
Yeah, there's some background noise.
They hit their mute button to get rid of the background noise, and so they need to.
Yeah, that would be really helpful if the person whoever.
Well, it went away now, I think.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So what I'm suggesting is that after we set the agenda, we pose any questions we might have for our legal counsel, Dan Siegel, and then we go to the arrangement of the ballot questions. There's different proposals and variations, and then we end with the question of the arrangement and the selection of the pro-con statements or the process for selecting writers of the pro and con statements in a candidate booklet. Does anyone want to add or change that agenda?
I think that's it.
Okay. So then why don't I call Dan right now, and people can be thinking of the questions they might have for him. I'll be right back. Okay, he'll be with us in just a minute. So does anyone want
to? Yeah, Bob.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
Why don't you fill us in with regards to some of the hot issues? The ones I know of are transitioning people from current positions, you know, and fading them out. And then the other one would be if we get two term limits on a two four-year term limits that crimps our style.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dan. That was fast. I'm sorry, yeah. Michael.
And that crimps our style because of the 6-year term limit that we currently have under the bylaws. Are those still issues?
Well, let's, Michael, can we limit this part of the meeting to just purely legal questions? Are any of those legal questions? Or are they policy?
I thought they all were. I thought that was what we were dealing with tonight. But I'll be quiet. I'm new to this. I'll be quiet.
No. I'm not asking you to be quiet. Can you rephrase those as questions for Dan?
I would be more comfortable not to take the lead because I really don't know where we are at this point, and you do since you've been working on it. So I'll be quiet and listen. I'll raise those later.
Okay. Well, feel free
if they're appropriate.
To pick up. Dan only has a few minutes with us tonight, and yeah, thanks for joining us. Okay. So. First question, Dan, that I had was about your email to the PNB, I think yesterday, and you said, I think we need a choice that says clearly, quote, no change, unquote, rather than incorporating that choice into the series of alternatives. So
right.
Have you had a chance to look at the two mock-up ballots that Casey sent?
No, I've looked at various mock-up ballots, but the one that I was reacting to, one that didn't include no change to the current bylaws. It included the no change as an in effect topic in the sense that it said, I think what the choice was, I don't have my email in front of me now, is 2-3-year terms, I believe, is the option. Something to that effect, but it didn't say no change.
Okay, so you have tonight's mock-up.
The option of voting for something that is, in effect, the same as the present situation,
right,
without telling them that they can vote for to reject all changes to the bylaws. I think it needs to be worded explicitly in that way.
Okay, but the part that confused me was you weren't saying that it was somehow improper to include no change in a list of options that to be voted on by IRV, right? That
correct.
Would be acceptable, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but it was not having no change as an explicit choice that I was objecting to.
I see. Are there more questions on this issue from any other?
This is Wendy.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know, I'm afraid I started this. I was, being a PNB member, I have two votes on this, both as a delegate and as a PNB member, and I have real reservations about one of the options. And so I was objecting to the way the ballot was structured, where I would have to blindly vote to change the terms to 4 years from 3 years and then, you know, risk getting the wrong one for in Section 2. So I had said, you know, well, what I think a clear ballot would be was, you know, 1 4-year term, 2 4-year terms, unlimited 4-year terms, and no change. And then, I mean, I appreciate being heard on that, but I've been always talking about the ballots being flawed for the voters. And when I say the voters, I mean the PND, the delegates assemblies, and the listeners. And apparently we've had a thing with language so that when other people are saying the voters, they mean the member, listener members, and staff members. So that aren't on the PNB or the LSB. So, anyway, Dan, I still don't quite get how what I was trying to do was change the ballots for everybody, not change the ballots for one section of listeners. And so I still am not clear on how the members that aren't PNB or LSB can vote on a different thing than the PNB and LSB people do. And I also am unclear on why now we would be putting on the ballot 1 3-year term, 2 3-year terms, unlimited 3-year terms, 1 4-year term. You know, why would we be going backwards? Was never one of the things we were talking about changing. So can people comment on that? Because I'm engaged, but I don't get it.
Well, Wendy, have you had a chance to look at both of the samples, the files? Yeah.
Yes. I guess I'm asking Dan again to clarify that when he's saying that the members can vote on something different than the PNB members and the delegates.
What you have been, and I think correctly so, asking the PNB and the delegate assemblies to vote on is the entire package, which includes giving the members the choice. I mean, that's what the PNB and the assemblies are voting upon, whereas the members are being asked, okay, now you've got the choice, make it. And that's the difference. I mean, that's the way this whole process was structured, is that the vote of the leadership groups is, in effect, a vote to give the members a choice among the various options. And so that is different. I mean, there was not a decision made to say that the PNB and the delegate assemblies would choose one of the options, and then that would be the one that would go to the members. I mean, it could have been structured that way, but that was never the intent of the committee. Was always to give the membership the choice.
Bob, can I follow up?
Yeah, sure.
Because here's the situation I'm dealing with. We have a bunch of members of my own delegates assembly who don't like anything about changing to 4-year terms, and I need to be able to go there and convince them. And so what I thought I was doing was convincing them, you know, why 4 years would be a good idea, and here, choose one of these three options on term limits. Now, after the KPFK vote, I have to go there and tell them, yeah, choose one, but, oh, if you don't want to, I call it a no vote when KPFK votes to not vote on the different three options. But then other people have explained it to me, no, that's actually a yes on all three. So, I mean, I think 4 years is a good idea, but it's so convoluted that I can't advocate for it with people who are already disposed to not approving it. So all my arguments are, you know, like, if you guys want this thing to pass, then we need to make it logical. I forgot. I think there was a question in there.
I didn't hear the question.
What is your opinion on if the delegates assembly, like KPFK did, votes to... it was said to us that they voted to approve item 3, which was, you know, the number of term limits, but they didn't pick one. I think we have to pick one, but just tell me about how that works if we just decide not to decide.
The proposal coming out of the elections committee, and then that was put forward by the 7 directors, was to present options to the voting membership, to the across the country. That is, that it would be on the ballot for people to choose whether they want a single term or a two-term limit or a no-term limit.
So it wasn't the intention for the delegates and the PNB to choose which one they wanted?
No, the intention was to put that before the voters.
Yeah, if I could speak on this. If you look at the wording that's been up for more than 60 days at PacificFoundation.org, it says, number three says, offering the three separate items on which the PNB and all five delegate assemblies are supposed to vote. Number three reads, offering three options on delegate term limits. Offering meaning to the general membership.
Oh, so we're not making an opinion one way or the other on any of them unless we just say no on all three?
Right.
Well, that's a really important, I'm an engaged member and I never got that. Okay, thank you.
No, KPFK did exactly what they were asked to do, was, you know, to vote on essentially delegating that choice to the membership through a ballot vote. Okay. Yeah, more questions for Dan.
Just a real quick one.
Yeah, go ahead.
So basically, what they didn't do is omit any of the options at KPFK.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyone else? Questions for Dan?
Yeah, I have a question right on this subject. What if one or more of the LSBs, or for that matter, the PNB, decides to divide the question and, for instance, decides that they are not going to want to put the no term limits option on the ballot? What if they voted to say, well, let's just put the one term and the two term on the ballot, but not the no term limit. Does that invalidate KPFK's vote, or because they voted for all three, does that mean that any of them that are approved by enough of the other assemblies will then go forward to this ballot?
By two other assemblies, right?
Yes. Let's say two other assemblies just vote for the one-year and two-year options and against the no-term limits option.
Oh, no, that would have to be three.
Dan, are you still with us? Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
He didn't say he was leaving, and he usually does.
Let me give him a quick call and see if he's still reachable.
He just got knocked off by...
I'll be right back.
Let me just say this.
Well, I just wanted to know if everybody got the sample ballots I sent out.
I did. Mary Bird did.
Basis for us to work from on ballot design.
Yes, we got. Thank you for sending that.
Other options, you know, we could be considered, but these are two different approaches. You could, like, decide which might be better to start from.
Well, don't we need two other boards to vote in the way that KPFK did? Then we'll have three out of the five, right?
That's what I was trying to ask Dan when he disappeared.
But it has to be three out of five have to agree on whatever, on something.
Yes.
So we'd need three to...
I think we need three to vote yes, not three to vote not to vote. So, here's my thing. The bylaws say that if you want to change bylaws, then you have to have a majority of the PNB and a majority of three of the five delegate assemblies, right? That's what for any bylaws change. But what I think it says is that if you then have a change that's changing or lengthening the terms of the board members, then the people have to vote too. And in my mind, I cannot make it come up any other way in my mind that means you have to have three different groups agree on the same thing, not two agree on one thing and then the other ones decide. I mean, when I said it like that, it sounded not so bad.
Well, I don't understand. I don't think three have to agree on something. It's not like two can agree and the other three all do something different.
When I say two have to agree, I mean the PNB as a body has to agree, and three of the five delegates' assemblies have to agree on the same thing the PNB agreed on. Then it goes to the listeners, right?
I'm back. Sorry.
Hi. Thanks, Dan. I'm sorry. Can I just interrupt because Dan's very limited time? Casey, you want to pose that question again? Because he got dropped off the line accidentally.
Yes, very quickly. KPFK voted to put all three term limit options before the voting members. Now, what if other LSBs were to decide to divide the question and, for instance, they didn't want to put the no term limit option on the ballot, but voted to put the other two options of one term or two term, would the KPFK vote have to be retaken, or would it be considered that because they had voted for all three, that if the other stations agreed with them on putting two of them on the ballot, that that's what would be done?
So let me ask a fact question first. Have other stations actually done that?
Or talking about dividing the question, yes.
No other station has yet voted except KPFK.
Okay.
But the PNB is voting tomorrow night, and, you know, that could decide them.
See, the way I have interpreted all of this, which I think is important in light of the requirements of Pacifica's bylaws, and also the concern that some people have raised that, in effect, leadership is kind of deferring the question, is that what the Elections Committee is asking the PNB and the LSB Delegate Assemblies to do is to approve the whole package and give the options to the membership in terms of choosing among them. And choosing the no change option. So I think it would be inconsistent with that analysis to say to either the PNB or the assemblies that you have options here. I mean, it seems to me that in order to maintain consistency and avoid problems here, that the assemblies and the PNB should just be asked to vote this proposal up or down, and that if they approve something else, then we may have a problem with the bylaw requirement that the PNB and three delegate assemblies have to approve the other whole thing. Now, I suppose, you know, that there is a little wiggle room here, again, with some risk. If we said, well, Kay has approved everything, and if we get partial approvals from enough groups, we can count K as approving whatever that part is because they approved everything. But, I think the much cleaner way is to say, look, what the Elections Committee has asked the delegate assemblies to do and the PNB is to approve this whole package and give the members the choice. And that's the question for you to vote yes or no on. I think anything else gets a little messy and potentially creates a basis for legal challenge if anyone's inclined to do that.
Bob?
Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
Real quick, I think this is more concise. Okay, bylaws amendments require the PNB to approve the amendment. I think it's just majority. Majority of the PNB, or is it two-thirds? Whatever it is.
It's the majority of all directors.
Majority of all directors of the PNB have to say yes. Three of the five delegates' assemblies' majorities have to say yes, of all members, not just the ones there. And then that's for any bylaw amendment. But when it's something that extends the terms of anybody, then the listeners have to weigh in too, the members.
Okay.
So if we do it this way, so the members pick, how could that mean then that all three bodies picked and approved the thing?
I don't understand.
Okay, so I think your question is exactly the right question, Wendy. And that's why the way I think this works is I interpret, for example, the KPFK vote if I was challenged on it as a legal matter, I would interpret the KPFK vote as approving all of them. They've approved all the options. And I'm hoping that at least two other delegate assemblies in the PNP does that. So then you have approval as required of all the options. And we're asking the voters to choose one of them. And so at the end of the day, we'd be able to say that whatever option that the voters choose has also been approved by the PNB and at least three delegate assemblies.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, that's, I think, again, I said that's the cleanest way to do it. I'm not saying we couldn't, you know, kind of finagle something else, but it's less clean and more problematic.
So we should frame it to our boards that the cleanest thing to do is simply approve the whole package?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, can I just point out that it's not a whole unseparated package altogether. There are actually three separate parts of the package
right.
that can be voted up or down by the PNB and the delegate assemblies. So you could vote, you know, not that I, of course, am advocating this, because I support all three of the elements, but that conceivably a board could vote for yes on one and no on two and yes on three. That's different than the options within option three, within question three, which is, shall we give the membership the choice of four different types of term limits? That's where I agree with Dan, that it should be a cohesive, you either give them all four options or you don't give them any options. But those separate questions about changing the calendar, moving it, starting it a month and a half earlier, that's a separate yes or no question, just as the 3 versus 4 year is a separate yes or no question.
And I agree with Bob. I was simply addressing the one that has the options attached to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. But what if the majority of LSBs vote only to put two of the options on instead of three?
Right. Isn't that
what would happen?
Well, if that were to be the case, before the ballot went out, I would want to see the PNB convene and approve the same option that the three LSBs have approved.
Right.
Even
well,
if they themselves voted differently. Or
say that again, Barry.
Well, the PNB has already voted on one thing. Well, a second thing, we just didn't have the majority. Now, let's say the PNB votes on the options and three LSBs don't, then the PNB would have to come back and vote again on only the two that the majority of LSBs voted for?
Well, that would be my advice if the PNB wanted to go forward with the election. I mean, the PNB might decide.
And that would be a little difficult, too. That means convening the PNB a second time after the LSBs have all met to, in a sense, change its vote, because the PNB is going to vote tomorrow night. All LSBs will not have voted.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm saying that I would advise that you do that in order to, again, be able to say, before the members vote, whatever it is the members are voting on has been approved by three LSBs and the PNB.
Well, then would it not be better if the boards, if all the boards did approve all three options, regardless of the fact that they wouldn't have to, as Bob said, but wouldn't it make it a lot simpler?
Yes.
And leave it to the membership?
That's why
okay. So Bob, what you're saying, I mean, yes, theoretically that's true, but in practice it would be far better if that didn't happen, if we tried to get everybody to understand that all they're doing is paving the way for the listeners to do what they are mandated to do, which is to select out of the options rather than muddy up the water in advance. Or am I wrong about
right.
that?
Right. No, I agree with you, and I'm sorry if my statement wasn't clear. I think we're getting confused because there are two sets of three options.
Right.
There's,
but
there's
we,
the three...
It,
three
right, but we're
issues
talking about the three
that are,
major
that are quite distinct from one another.
No, the three
and
main
within
options.
The third issue, there are three... Actually,
well,
there are four options, but
right.
three that are listed in the on the website.
But we're talking about the three main options, not the subsets.
Right. Well, the three main options are separable.
They are, but then the membership
The membership doesn't even
well,
have to
then,
vote
what
on
about
the first one. The moving the calendar up by a month and a half is not a membership issue.
No, so that we can do.
Right.
Now, let me interject here. Terry Goodman has a question about the changing the amount of time that somebody has to wait to run for the board again if they are removed from office. And it seems to me that that is also not a membership issue that needs to be separated out and put on the ballot as a separate measure.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, you know, what Dan's reading of that is. Terry believes that it's not part of the term limits question, and I agree with him. But I also don't think that it's something that needs to be voted on by the membership. This is
and I agree.
Article 4, Section 9.
I agree. And my understanding is the purpose of that is to essentially bring that provision, make it consistent with the new term limits, assuming they're adopted.
Actually, if I may, because I helped to draft that, it wasn't to make it conform with the term limits. It was to make it conform with the new term length.
If a
4-year length is voted, and just as the current bylaws say that if you're removed, you can't come back for 3 years, then if the term is 4 years, then it seems to follow naturally that section needs to be changed as well. Now, just for the record, Dan, before you go, in case you haven't seen what Terry wrote, one of his rationales is that the disqualification of a potential delegate candidate adversely affects the rights of members as to voting or transfer, and so the proposed amendment of this section requires membership approval. How do you respond to that?
I think it's too tortured. I think that same logic would say that the membership has to vote on the removal of a delegate or PNB member, because the very act of removing the PNB member limits the membership and who they can have as their representative, right? So his logic would also mean that if you did a disciplinary action, you'd have to have the whole membership vote on it.
And that's not the intent, or...
Right. Yeah. So I disagree with Terry. I agree with Bob and Casey on that point, and I did see his argument.
Okay, so just to be totally clear then, you're saying that this does not need to be broken out as a separate item either by the PNBs and delegate assemblies or by the voters. It can just be, as it is now, contained in the part about the term length change, where it lists a series of sections of different articles that are affected if we go from 3 to 4 years, and this is just listed as one of the kind of automatic changes that would happen.
Exactly.
You're concurring with that approach.
I'm happy with that.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have any final questions? I know Dan's got to run soon.
Are you getting questions yet?
No more for Dan?
I think we will have questions if it doesn't, depending on how it works, the boards all work out. But.
Okay, Dan, are you totally incommunicado for the next hour? In case something comes up?
For a couple hours, yeah.
All right. Well, then we'll just have to deal with him by email, I guess, if something does come up. But hopefully...
I mean, if it's something that, you know, you need to talk to me about later tonight, I'll be free in about 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you so much for your input, Dan. And,
well, you're welcome, and you guys are all doing great work.
Thanks.
Okay.
Nice.
Bye.
Okay, so now having heard that, hopefully we're a little clearer as we move into the next question, which is how we want to recommend to the PNB that the ballot questions be arranged. And I'll list what I understand to be the proposals on the table, and if people have others, you know, you can add. So what Casey emailed to the board today were two mock-ups, one that has... I'm just trying to look at it here. One that has the questions all combined into one question with, I believe it's 7 options. I'm trying to find my copy, Casey.
That's the 3.
Right, so there's a grid of 49 squares there where you can put your preference number for each option. That is, it gives you 3 years, one term limit, 3 years, two term limit, etc. You know, various different options.
You're talking about the third, the threefold one, I presume.
Casey, did you hear that?
It's the one that has the seven options listed, and then there you have first choice, second, third, fourth.
Yeah, that's the threefold. Yeah, 3 year term, 4 year term, so forth.
Right.
Okay. So has everyone on this call seen these mock-ups, or has anyone not seen the mock-ups?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so that's the first option. The second option would be to have two separate and distinct questions. The first one he's calling Measure 1, Election Frequency and Term Length. Shall local station board elections be held in odd-numbered years and delegate terms be lengthened from 3 to 4 years, yes or no? And then Measure 2 is titled Term Limits. Shall delegates take a 2-year break between each term of office? And then you can mark it first choice, second choice, third choice, or no, which would mean, I guess, no change from the current bylaws. The next question would be, shall delegates be allowed to serve 2 consecutive terms? Then shall delegates be allowed to serve without term limits, and shall the bylaws continue to impose a 6-year limit on service? So those are the two proposals today. Now, before we get into debating, you know, like the order of them or the wording, if you'll allow me to put a third option on the table, which I'm interested in what people think of, and that would be to break it down as 3 separate ballot questions. The first one would be the same as Casey's, the one I just read, which would be, shall local station board elections be held in odd-numbered years and delegate terms be lengthened from 3 years to 4 years? Then Measure 2 and Measure 3 would break down the term limit question into 2 variations. Measure 2 would be, and I don't have exact wording right at this minute, but it would be something like, would have an if clause. It would say,
is this your email, Bob? If 3 year retained, which term limit for
right.
our IRB choices? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But
okay.
For those listening in, what it would say is if the membership approves, or if the membership retains a 3-year term, shall the term limit be changed or remain the same? And then they would have the change options of, a 1-term limit, a 2-term limit, or no term limit. And then, of course, the no change would be the current system, which is 2-term limits with a maximum of 6 years. And then Measure 3 would be if the membership approves a 4-year term, there be a change in the term limits with those with the 2 options, then there would be, or I'm sorry, the 3 options, the 2-term limit, 1-term limit, or no term limit. Is everyone clear? I hope that was
so. You would say, can I give this back to you to see if I have it?
Yeah.
Measure 2 would be, for example, if 3-year is retained.
Right.
Measure 3 would be if 4-year term is selected, and then you would have the various subset of options under those 2 things. Is that what
That's
we're
right.
speaking about? You would label them like that, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, I think I know the answer, but the whole reason that we're even talking about changing the term limits on the 3-year terms is that the way the ballot I call flawed to the LSB and PNB is structured, that actually is one of the options. Like
right.
if people were to vote no on 3-year term, on changing it to 4-year terms, then they still have these 3 choices on part 2 or 3. That's why we're talking about including that in this one, right?
That's correct. In other words, for better or worse, whether it was wise or unwise, they were never linked It was never presented from the beginning as the only condition under which there will be any choices of new term limits is if a four-year term is approved. If that had been said from the outset, we wouldn't be at this juncture now. But that wasn't said. They were put forward as independent questions.
Okay, I'm not going to go on and on about it, but I know you guys have spent a million hours on this stuff, and I'm just kind of surprised that it got this weird. So that's all. I'm just really frustrated, and I know you are too. But, you know, what if people said, no, you know, we hate you all?
Wait a minute. What do you mean by weird? I'm not quite clear. I mean, I can personally see that something could happen. People might see that we should really have the elections in odd-numbered years and not coincide with presidential elections. So they vote yes for that. But, of course, that then entails having four-year terms or two-year terms, or it can't be three-year terms, or we're not staggered. So
here's the thing, Mary. The PND votes, or everybody votes, to send every choice to the listeners. The listeners could say, you know what, we haven't seen a lot of bang for our buck here. We think maybe we should change out even more often. We pick three-year terms and one term only. That isn't really what was intended when people put these amendments forward. It was supposed to be, you know, make it, you know.
Well, the idea was that we have... The whole thing that drove it in the first place was to avoid elections in the presidential election years, in national election years, so odd-numbered elections.
I'm just saying by the boards who are elected to do this kind of thing not making a choice, they run the risk of having it be more cumbersome for the foundation if people were to pick three-year terms with one
option. So how does that come to be? I don't know that it's weird, but I mean, that wasn't the intention. So do we have to include such a thing?
Well, I believe.
Why do we have to include such a thing? I mean, it might make a pattern that's symmetrical, but we're not, but that's not, you know, that was not the intent. I agree. And that would be very cumbersome.
Well, that is what's been noticed for 60 days, is that it says, you know, as a freestanding option, number three, offering three options on delegate term limits. It doesn't say offering three options if a four-year term is approved. So we can't now turn around and say, well, we didn't really mean it fully. We only meant it in certain cases.
Well,
I think fundamentally we have to trust the wisdom of the voters. I mean, if we have any faith that they have any right to choose at all, then I think something that we all agree on this call would be ludicrous, you know, a one-term limit on a three-year term, that they'll see it too, and that we and others can make the case during the election that please don't vote for that option. That would be very unwise.
Well, then I think we'd have to say something to that effect, because we've all had a chance to hash it out amongst ourselves, amongst each other, and to chew on this, but they will not have had, and at first glance it might seem reasonable before you think of the ramifications. We all have been looking at that. It's not that they don't have wisdom, but we've got a lot more wisdom by all the hashing that we've done and all the, you know, the rumination on it.
Okay.
They won't have in that position. And again, for example, supposing that they really do agree that it'd be great to have the elections in odd number of years, and they also vote to keep the three-year terms. What have we got? What do we do in the end with that?
I'm sorry, say that again, Mary?
Well, I'm looking at the sample two here, where it's phrased with the three, measure one, measure two, and then you might have a measure three, which I think would be clearer. But supposing people in the measure one say, yes, odd-numbered things.
No,
Let's have elections in odd-numbered years.
But they don't want the terms
to be 4 years.
Mary, that's not an option. It's a package deal. It says...
Well, it says, and the terms. No, I see it, yeah.
Right. Now, so you can't choose odd-numbered and then reject 4 years.
Well, then, the minute
that's
they've done that, supposing that they've done that, then the measure that would then take up 3-year terms is null and void for that. If, for anyone who votes
yes, that's what a
on
no,
the first one, then we should really say so. If you voted yes here, then proceed immediately to the next one. Wouldn't that be clearer? So
well,
that they don't have to figure this out for themselves? That's a lot. You're asking a lot for people that are...
No, I think we need to do some very, very clear writing in the booklet that explains all this. But
well, it could be right on the ballot, you know.
Well, but the thing is, we're not saying only those
ballot.
Who vote a certain way on Measure 1 should vote on Measure 2 or 3.
But it doesn't make sense. If you voted to have 4-year terms, then what have you got? Then you are already not choosing anything with 3-year terms. So why would you vote on it? That's a that just makes your ballot a contradiction of itself.
No, because
well, you can
go ahead.
No on the 4-year terms. And,
pardon me?
So if the 4-year terms were to be defeated, then the other things, the term limits, are still on the ballot, and maybe people would vote for no change on that as well. But I think that Bob's idea of having the if clauses are good. Is good. That is that you say if the 4-year term limit passes, four-year term length passes, then I want. And then you could choose one consecutive term, two consecutive terms, or no term limits. And you could have a similar thing for if it doesn't pass and we retain the 3-year term.
Yeah, but you'd have to state it that way so that people...
Yes,
so at this moment, it's not.
No, it's not.
An elegant way to put that before the voters so it's completely clear.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you know, another idea that just popped into my head based on what you're saying, Mary, is, and we'd have to double-check this with Dan, but it seems like perhaps the PMB could pass a non-binding resolution of intent or I don't, that's not the right word, but resolution of preference or something saying we think it would be very unwise to vote for 3 years and one term or something like that, or we recommend against that, and it wouldn't, you know, bind anyone. It would just be a statement of, you know, what the board thinks.
Yeah. I think it's good, but I think it's too late
today. Maybe
that's
a slippery slope. I'm not sure.
I mean, our board is going to vote this coming Saturday just to get that out. I think our board members are sort of confused about what the package is to begin with, mm-hmm. in a way, and I don't know how we could add that, but I think it would be good, but I think time is against us for, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is Wendy.
Hold on, Michael. I haven't spoken in a long time. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I am afraid to say. Can you hear me?
Yep. We can hear what you're afraid to say, but we haven't heard what it is yet.
Let's try it. I'm afraid to say that my impression is that people will be confused by this. My impression is they'll go to a box and get something from Pacifica. They may not even remember their members or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that happens.
Yeah, or, you know, it's junk mail, right? I don't mean to be disrespectful. But this is an important one, you know, and we all feel that way. But it's just mail from an organization that sometimes it asks for money and so on. Anyway, the thing is if I look at a ballot and it says something that doesn't make mathematical sense to me immediately, you know, such as the numbers. Like, I think I'm good with people having 2 4-year terms, but I see that the bylaws makes it impossible. Then, you know, that's a problem for me as a voter, you know, and we can't expect anybody to think this through. I think that myself, and I'm coming in very late, so I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I think we should have done the decision-making, decided if we agree with Casey, essentially, that there should be 1 4-year term, and then have people sit out or not. And as leaders, I like a wild democracy better than I like a republic, if I can use those terms. But, you know, in this case, I think that we should have set down a lot of clarity and kind of gave them an up or down choice. And I understand, and again, I appreciate the idea that we want to give people, as much latitude as possible and as much freedom and as much power, you know, as possible. But, you know, not, as you can see, that this isn't working. If they fully understand it, if they're all listening in tonight, you know, and they're like, you know, putting this together, you know, if they're, you know, following websites and stuff, then you know, there'd be a chance that it wouldn't be that confusing or whatever. But right now, you know, I have a problem with just how confusing it is, and it sounds like I'm looking at square one again, which is not an option either. So those are my impressions right now, I think.
Well, can I ask you then, Michael, to clarify your position? Do you favor any of these three ballot presentations that we've discussed tonight? What should we do?
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to go back to square one. I fear that this is going to really confuse people. As Wendy and Mary were saying, it could result in, results that are impossible to honor. And that wasn't intended by anybody when we sent that out. And those possibilities shouldn't be allowed. The if clause sounds like more, it sounds like an exact way of handling the problem, but you're not going to get people to look at this ballot in an exact way. I mean, basically, if we could expect members to pick it up and say, yeah, that makes sense to me, and vote, then, you know, we would have done our jobs if we presented, you know, a sensible solution. Or if we could have given them, do you want 4 years or 8-year terms or whatever, then they could have, or no change, then they could make that choice. But to have all these subtleties, just people aren't reading the fine print, for sure. That's my impression.
Okay, so are you then saying that the one that seems simplest and comes closest to what you're saying is the first one Casey sent us, which is just two measures? You know, shall we lengthen it from 3 to 4? And then the second question is, you know, which type of term limit do you want?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I think that's right. And I don't, again, please pile on me if you want, because I don't know. I haven't. You all have thought this out, and I respect your hard work and your good thinking.
No, that's fine. Everyone has the equal ability to say what will make sense to voters. So that's fine. Okay, Wendy, you were next.
Well, I share all these frustrations. What I think, when I asked to speak, I was going to say that obviously the wording of how this goes and what we decide. I mean, I guess the other part of our charge here is to pick people that will write the arguments one way or the other on these different options.
We're not picking anyone, but Casey asked for our advice on a process for picking people.
Okay, because I was gonna, when I first started hearing the bylaws amendment text, or when I first read it, I offered a suggestion to the PNB, which no one responded to, just saying, you know, the way it sounded like we were just trying to lengthen our terms. And that is one of the issues that the voters are going to consider. And when I said earlier, we hate you all, that isn't really what I meant. I meant that they might say, what has these boards done in all this time with all this money we spent on you? And so I think that, you know, what I wanted to do at the time was to change the wording on the on-air announcement, which, you know, to something like, in order to stop as many disruptions in programming and in order to save money for the foundation, the PNB is considering these bylaws amendments, something like that. So I think the wording is crucial. I can't believe that this will end up being another political battle, but I guess it will.
Well, why?
Well, I'm just saying that, like, one of the members of our LSB has been asking forever. You know, he was upset that when he got the packet about the bylaws amendment, that it was all arguing for the amendment. And I was trying to explain to him, look, you know, they could just send you a blank piece of paper, and that would mean keep it the same. Of course, it's people that are putting it forth are arguing for it, you know. But anyway, you know, he was just saying, well, how about if we had like a website or something that we could go to and see why change it, why keep it the same? So this is something that's going to happen with this voter packet, this ballot. There's going to be some kind of arguments on each side to help people understand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well,
here in California, we have ballot measures that are put before the public, and we get a booklet that has the full text and has arguments for and against and rebuttal to the arguments for and against. But then what's actually on the ballot is a brief synopsis of what the measure is. So that, you know, all the wordy stuff is actually in the booklet.
Mary Berg, can I speak to that a little bit? I think that for Measure 1, for example, it might say something like, in order to... What is everybody doing, hanging up?
No, that's me. I'm switching to my cell phone.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
I was switching to my cell phone. This is Michael.
Oh, okay. Rather than just should local board elections be held in odd number of years and terms be lengthened to 3 or 4 years, something like the rationale is included in the phrasing in order that elections not coincide with presidential elections or something of this. I'm not giving you the exact words. Should the terms be so that we could have the elections in odd number of years, should the terms be lengthened from 3 to 4 years, something like that. The other thing that occurred to me is, could it be possible on websites to have the pros and cons and for people to submit, for listeners then, to post pros and cons so that we have more arguments and sort of a little discussion of sorts?
Well, we can put that on our election website.
And all the five stations, and then where people could post and say, well, here's another argument, or here's another reason for this or for that, or here's a reason against this, or whatever.
Right, well, we can
actually
put that room on those, on these topics.
Because I think the be-all and end-all is not whatever arguments we come up with, just as you cited, that goes in the ballot, but then we have the League of Women Voters and this group and the that group, and they all put... a lot of arguments out about various ballot measures. So we could do the same thing. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think it has to be a political thing. I think we just need to have people, a way for people to be able to have some of this discussion or be able to think about things, and maybe if they could post, you know, to a website or have an ongoing blog or whatever you want to call it about it, maybe people would be more interested and maybe, you know, they might be thinking, and we might get some good ideas that some of us don't have. So,
yeah,
anyway, I would phrase the first question just a little different rather than just have odd number of years and increase the terms. There is a relationship there, and we came to that for a reason, so it could just be, you know, without lengthening the phrasing a lot, just show that there's a relationship by the way we phrase that, instead of and, have something along the lines of what I suggested.
A relationship with what?
The two concepts. Hold them an odd number of years, and because if we want to do that, then they have to be four-year terms, not three. I mean, they can't be three-year terms and hold them an odd number of years. In order to avoid conflicting with national elections, should they be lengthened from 3 to 4 years in order to avoid that conflict and also lessen the number of elections? Just put that there like that, one sentence. That's pretty clear. We can, you know, make detailed arguments why that's good, but that's the summary of it, and it should be right there on the ballot so that they, if they lose their booklet, they still can see that there's a relationship there.
Right.
That was the point, right? We should put that
exactly
in there. Mm-hmm.
That was exactly the point of lengthening the terms, was in order to allow us to,
right,
to have staggered elections in odd numbered years.
Right, and we should just say that in that sentence. It might add one line to the sentence, but that's all.
Right, the more you can help the voter, you know, the better. We expect people to be part of Pacifica and expect them to devote more than
five
minutes to read this and think about it, then we're not real. You know, they're not going to
Well,
general participation.
Yeah, so how about just doing that, adding that, you know, putting that in that sentence, so it's, even if they lost everything else, they at least see the rationale of it right there at, on the ballot. And then, when, as to the rest of it, similarly show that these are, you know, should the bylaws continue to impose a six-year limit? For example, if we just stuck to the two, and I think I kind of like the idea of the three, Bob's idea, but let's say we had just the two measures. Continue to impose a six-year limit doesn't make sense if people are voting for a four-year term, so it shouldn't, that should be a no-change section or something, but it doesn't belong in there, that last thing. It's not. It
doesn't need to be there at all.
Well, it has to be
in there. Because
well, not in that way.
It could be confusing.
We're just putting it as if it was some kind of symmetry to it, but it's not following an organic kind of a chunking up the way the human mind works. So you can't have that if you just voted for four. You can't have a six-year limit. And if I saw that, I would have to stop and go, what? What are they talking about? What does this mean? I get this, you know. Just put that. That's the option if there's no change. I guess we maybe have to have at least three sections because the term limits, if you have no change, that goes in there, and you can summarize what that means. No change. And you can say, as it is now, there are three-year terms. They can serve two consecutive terms with a maximum of 6 years total. Do you vote for that? That's what that is. We don't have to put it in just because it says term limits. We don't have to stick it in there. We can put it with the no change option. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean not to stick the term limits. Well, just 1 second, Casey. What do you mean by that? It is an issue of term limits.
No, but it doesn't belong, but it's not logical to have it. You're talking about four-year terms or three-year terms. Then this is. It only makes sense if you're sticking to what you already had. If there's no change, then everything stays as it is. So that's part of no change, and you list those conditions. That all comes under one lump thing. You don't want to change what you have. This is what you have, two consecutive terms, a year off, and no more than six consecutive years, period. That's what you have. You just put it in there, put it in the ballot. That's what.
So you're saying you would not give the voters the option of saying that they could go to a four-year term?
No, I would, but that's changing.
Wait, can I finish?
Yeah.
They could choose to vote for a four-year term and then separately vote to retain the six-year limit, saying,
no.
Okay,
six years they
is
couldn't.
Now halfway through your term.
No,
they could.
But it makes no sense. See, that's not reasonable.
Well, I don't think it's a very wise policy to force people to step down 2 years into the term. But it could be an option that's offered, and it seems like...
It is not a reasonable option.
No, I don't think we should put things because...
Unfortunately, the legal counsel said that we have to have the option of the current system on the ballot.
But that
we
would
have to give people a chance to say no change.
Right, but that would mean no change would be comprised of those three factors. Any other thing would not go under no change. It would go under the three-year terms or the four-year terms. You know, you could say a maximum of 6 years. You could do without any, you know, and that would be the end of it or whatever you want, but no change would stand alone.
I don't understand how you would just, Mary, don't explain it. Just lay out for us. Here's how the ballot would read.
Okay, there's a thing that says, I vote for no change, and then what that means is a term of 3 years, two consecutive terms maximum, no more than 6 years to be served consecutively, can run again after 1 year hiatus. That's what our bylaws say now. So it would just summarize that, and you put a check mark for that whole package that is the same thing that's right in our bylaws now.
Okay, that's measure one, right?
Yeah, then any other thing, then we could have measure two. If you voted for three-year terms, do you want, you know, then
no,
we have term limits in the two cases.
Hold on, slow down. They didn't vote in that first question merely for three-year terms. They voted to keep three-year terms and six-year limit.
In that
you
one.
You presented it as a package.
Right. You're starting with saying, do they want to have 3 or 4 year terms? And if you want 3 year terms, then one option is to have the no change package. The next option is to have two consecutive terms and never run again.
Okay, to vote again.
Okay, we're back.
So I just want people to keep that in mind, you know, then it wouldn't have to be so confusing. We could apologize to them, but everybody could then vote on the same thing. I'd be happy. I'd vote for it, and the listeners might have a straightforward thing.
I think the KPFK would rather re-vote to agree with everybody else than to have the whole process go down in flames and not go forward to be on the ballot before the electorate.
So if we were going to do that, my ideal thing would be to everybody, the ballot would be, would you like to change the term limits to 4 years and explain why we want to do that? And 4 years with one term, 4 years with two terms, 4 years with unlimited terms, or no change. That's it. No change is just the option of 2-3 year terms the way it is now. You know, we don't get into all that, one, you know, that they could go backwards or any of that.
Well, I think Bob's point was that it had been put out that way already on the, is that correct, Bob?
Not exactly.
Our attorney has told us that we can change it around now, which I'm not sure if he's right, but that's what he said. That's what we're doing right now.
I don't know if that's...
What do you guys think?
Well, Michael, you wanted to speak. Michael, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now we can.
Okay, sorry. On the surface of it, I like what Wendy is saying. I guess I'd just like to follow her thought before if I need to say my other thing. So, whoever wanted to reply to Wendy, go ahead. I'll step back.
Okay, who else wants to address Wendy's proposal? Wendy, can you just say very starkly what the ballot would look like under your scenario?
The ballot would be 1 4-year term, 2 4-year terms, unlimited 4-year terms, no change. Keep it at 2 3-year terms.
Oh.
Isn't that basically what we want? I mean, my question, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Sorry. My question was, is there anything on the ballot that we're not advocating? Could anything, win that we're not advocating? Is there anything on the ballot that makes no sense for the person paying attention to it to follow? And what we want is just what Wendy said, I think, and if I'm mistaken, let me know. We want people to... we're advocating this change of purpose. That purpose is to do odd-year elections and rotate them so that we can have board continuity. Anything that doesn't allow for that is not worth doing because it's not in the idea behind offering this to the membership to look at. You know, we have to give them a clear choice of what we had in mind in making this change, which I think is 4-year terms. This is the best we can do. And what do we do with term limits? You know, and to me, that's what we need to offer the membership, and the board needs to the boards. You know, the PNB and three of the five boards needs to give us their sense of whether or not that's what we want to offer the membership. You know.
So Casey,
if I'm missing something, let me know.
Right. Casey, what do you think of this option?
Well, yeah, we were told that what's been announced over the air cannot be expanded, but we can limit it. So I think that the board absolutely has the power to selectively offer from among the announced bylaw amendments. So I don't see why we have to offer one term limit on 3-year terms if that's not the intent, and I don't believe it is. So I think what Michael is saying, and Wendy as well, makes a lot of sense. And I don't see really how that differs terribly from what Mary and Bob were putting forth as well. I think we can come to an agreement on how this should go forward. It makes sense for me to have the board step forward, as Wendy was suggesting, and Michael as well, and saying, well, we think that it would be a good thing to adopt a 4-year term, and here's why. And that they could then either weigh in or not on the term limit. But I don't see why the term limit options necessarily have to be put forward if we're retaining a 3-year term.
Okay, Mary, I don't think you've weighed in on Wendy's proposal.
Yeah, I think we could work that out. As Casey was talking, and I'm looking at what was up here on the PNB website, why did we offer, when it comes to, why do we offer 3 options on delegates' terms limit? Did anybody ever seriously propose no term limit?
Yes.
I only know of one person who's advocated it.
There were several people in the elections committee who advocated that.
Who wanted to have no term limits so people could run forever.
Yeah, there's people in
the radical libertarian
without a hiatus. Like right now, they could do that, but we have a break. We don't have this option even in here. So
to me, we give that to the. I'm sorry, Bob.
No, go ahead, Michael.
To me, we give that to the boards to decide in the PNB, and then if they say that. They vote for no term limits, then on the ballot, then we take it to the ballot, something like that. But if we fall into the minutia of the different permeations of what can be based on every option that it results from our ballot, then we're being driven by the ballot and not the idea of making a change.
Okay.
So I don't mind giving everybody a voice, but practically speaking, people aren't going to get rid of term limits, So, we can give that to the board, but not the membership,
Well, I guess I have a question. Right now, people with a hiatus, they could come back and run again, which seems to make sense. And I thought we were going to have that in the 4-year term option as well. They could take 2 years off and run again.
That's correct.
That's the maximum.
But now that isn't here now. They either get two term limits or one, and there's no hiatus, and then they can't run again ever.
Mary, that's not accurate. The maximum one term limit means you can only run once, then you take a 2-year break, and then you can run again, and then you can take another 2-year break, and then you can run again.
Then it would have to say this. It doesn't.
It does. It's in the text. If you read this.
I'm saying it would have to say it in the summary so that it's clear. When I'm looking right here on the website, when they give the summary, it isn't there. Fine print, so to speak.
That's
but
a fair
it's not
point,
clear.
But we have to distinguish two different things. One is the actual ballot that you fill in.
Yeah, and
box.
The ballot
that,
should have that,
that cannot,
there.
No, you cannot put that level of detail on a ballot, or else the ballot is impractical. You have to refer people to the booklet and say, if you want all the exact details of how this would work, look at the booklet. Casey, what do you think about this?
I mean, I think you only need three words on the ballot to say that after
what
a 2-year break. After a 2-year break, that's about 4 words.
Yeah,
that's all you'd have to say.
The way I worded it for the sample ballot was, shall delegates take a 2-year break between each term of office?
Yeah, but see, I thought that was confusing because it didn't make clear that, you know, that essentially it's saying you can't run consecutively, that you can't have two terms in a row.
Well, you could simply, let's say I'm looking at the sample two one. It could say, okay, shall they take a 2-year break? You might, for example, you might say, shall delegates be allowed to serve 2 consecutive terms before a 2-year break? Should delegates be allowed to serve without term limits, or should they be allowed to serve 1 term before a 2-year break? That's all you'd have to say. Then you could take out the thing of shall they take a 2-year break, because it is confusing, I have to say. I think it would be confusing to people.